Looking for a wholesome and adventuresome vacation idea for your family? Join Worldview Academy's Bill Jack at Latigo Ranch during the week of September 25th. It's a perfect Western vacation with mountains, trails, horses, and great country cooking. We've got special rates for this exclusive homeschool week. Kids who are under 13 will take 50% off their already reduced prices. Latigo Ranch is where you want to be. LaticoTrails.com or call 800-227-9655.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members at Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Stay tuned, my dad and Generations is next.
Warning, this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Fighting for faith, family, and freedom. This is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations. We are fighting for the values that we appreciate, that we love, that we want to see for our children and our grandchildren. Just a couple of dads in studio today with you, fighting for something beyond the right to sit around playing video games all night and watching television. Faith, family, and freedom. Three of our favorite values. Dave, I was reading the papers today. Producer Dave Buhner in studio with me. I was reading the papers today. I don't know if you've read the papers lately, but have you read where the serial killers now are coming out of the closet? It's incredible.
In Denver?
In Denver. The sort of stories you read in the papers. I haven't had the papers for a while. Now I'm getting the papers here. This morning's headlines. Thousands flocked down for a celebration of serial killer pride. First time you heard of it.
I've never heard of it before. Serial killer pride.
Let me read some portions from this particular article. Polygamist and human sacrificer Karen Keith Jones Johnson White made her first trip to Colorado's Pride Fest this year from Boulder in part to expose her 7-year-old son to serial killer culture. He's learning it's okay to be a serial killer, said Keith Jones Johnson White. It's good for me to be around other serial killers. It builds you up to go back and be in the straight world. Although serial killer polygamous human sacrificers cannot legally adopt children in Colorado. Didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't know you couldn't adopt a child if you were a serial killer.
Polygamous human sacrificer. But they can't do it. But apparently, this family came to have a son because a single individual can adopt a son in Colorado. This is one event I make a point of coming to because I'm a serial killer and I'm proud of it, said some guy. This year's event featured a new serial killer history exhibit called Equal Rights, No More, No Less. You know, Dave, I think the worldview that we're getting here from the newspapers is that once you shake off the Judeo-Christian ethical absolute junk, you can express the way you really are.
Why do I have the sense that you're kind of using colorful language, perhaps even a rainbow of colors here?
I may be doing such a thing. Apparently, there were some stupid, narrow-minded serial killer phobics protesting the Pride Fest down in Denver. You always get those nutcases, though. Phobic of serial killing? Unbelievable. All right, second issue. I don't know if you saw the picture of Billy Graham and Billy Clinton holding hands on a platform in New York City, some kind of a gig revival or whatever Billy Graham calls what he does. I'm not really sure what this means, Dave. Billy Graham and Billy Clinton holding hands on a platform at some gig. Does this mean that Bill Clinton is finally repenting of his adultery after 35 years? Or is Billy Graham whispering, repent or perish, in his ear? That would be kind of Jesus-like. I'm not sure Billy Graham has ever said that, but maybe he's doing that, or maybe they're just celebrating the fact they share the same first name. I just don't get the meaning here.
I'm not sure about the meaning. I know that they were saying that they really love each other. And so maybe they were just celebrating this bond that they have. I mean, perhaps the first name, or they're perhaps both from the South.
I just don't know the message that's communicated when Billy Graham and Billy Clinton do a revival together. In other news, the Supreme Court of the United States has approved the Ahab Construction Company's appeal to take property away from several families in Connecticut. Now, apparently, what's happened here, Dave, is a guy named Ahab and his wife Jezebel run the Ahab Development Company in Connecticut, in this place called New London, Connecticut. The New London neighborhood that will be swept away by this development company, because they want this land, includes Victorian-era houses and small businesses that in some instances have been owned by several generations of families. Among the New London residents in this case is a couple in their 80s, Dave. They've lived in the same home for more than 50 years. The guy's name apparently is Naboth. They have a little vineyard in the backyard there. But this Ahab guy appealed the case because they were stopped. It was appealed to the Supreme Court of the United States, and guess what happened? Guess where the Supreme Court ruled?
They found some ducks in the backyard and declared it national wetlands, and so the people are preserved.
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
That's wrong.
Didn't work that way. Apparently what happened was they ruled in favor of Ahab and Jez, who were planning to raise the homes for a riverfront hotel, health club, and offices. This was in Connecticut. Just happened last Thursday.
Well, but it was for the benefit of the community.
Oh yes, of course. Of course. Apparently, also, while the Supreme Court justices were coming out with this decision, some nutcase named Elijah was out on the steps of the Supreme Court building hollering out great shibboleths and curses against the five justices that approved the Ahab's plans to raise these homes.
Wow, what a nutcase.
Another nutcase. John Paul Stevens, Anthony Kennedy, David Souter, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Stephen Breyer. They were both they were Democrat appointees and Republican appointees to the Supreme Court of the United States. Anyway, took the position of Ahab, and today, ladies and gentlemen, the subject is tyranny. I know we don't talk about the word tyranny much, but there is a value called freedom from tyranny. There were some old guys that established this nation. I don't know if you remember them: George Washington, John Adams, James Madison, Samuel Adams. We think these guys were pretty decent. We like them a lot. They established the greatest country and the most free country on the face of the earth roughly 200 years ago. We want to talk about how they would view our nation today. What would George Washington do to Supreme Court Justice David Souter? Next on Generations. Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, McKinney, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303.
Don't let the blazing summer heat get to you while you're driving. Let Academy Car Care and Repair keep your air conditioner operating at its capacity. At Academy Car Care and Repair, they can service all makes and models. Why not depend on a repair facility that has provided service with honesty and integrity for over 10 years? And as always, they offer a 10% discount to all military. Academy Car Care and Repair, at the corner of Academy and LaSalle.
Hey, Dad, how's your relationship with your son? Again and again on this program, we have lamented the war against boys and the extinction of fathers, but now we are fixing the problem. Christian Home Educators of Colorado is sponsoring our second father-son retreat in the Colorado Rockies. Join Vision Forum's Doug Phillips and Richard Little Bear Wheeler this August for a great time of fathers and sons renewing a vision and building relationships. Sign up now at 877-842-CHECK or on the web, check.org. That's CHEC.org. Hi, folks. We're back. This is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations, and we reserve the right to put the tongue in cheek from time to time on our program. Thank you for joining us. My name's Kevin Swanson, producer Dave Buhner in studio with us today. Today, the subject is liberty, a concept that we're losing a grasp of. But, Dave, you know, many people enjoy the fruits of liberty, but they're doing everything they can possibly do to kill the tree of liberty. That's what we're doing with the Supreme Court of the United States when we deny the right to own property for certain folks in Connecticut, and they're not the only people losing property.
We don't own property anymore, Kevin. We rent property from the government.
Yeah.
As you know, because if you don't pay your rent, we call it property taxes, but if you don't pay your rent, they come and take your property away and evict you just as if you were renting an apartment.
Well, let's talk about the Supreme Court action. Obviously, this is not the government taking away property for the government. This is even beyond that. In fact, some have called it fascism. Fascism is when government comes in collusion with private corporations. They together violate the rights of others and destroy the free market. Is that a proper definition in your mind?
I think it's a helpful definition, but I would argue that this is government taking property for the sake of government, because the private hands that they're going to put that property in benefits the government. In this case, in New London, it's to increase the tax base. They're stealing land from Peter because Paul will give them higher kickback in income taxes.
Now, we know what our founding fathers said about this. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, what does the Bible say about this? I want to bring a text. Micah 2 and verse 2. They covet fields. They covet fields and take them by violence. Would that include bulldozers, guns, police force? Just throwing that out. So they oppress a man and his house in Connecticut, even a man and his heritage. Is there any oppression going on in terms of a man in his house, a man in his heritage in Connecticut right now?
What do you think will happen if, say, this 80-year-old couple decides not to move out? If they decide to stay in their home right until the time the bulldozers comes, what do you think will happen? Will violence happen?
One of these guys is saying he's going to stay. He's going to stay until the bulldozers come. Yeah. So, yeah, I'd call that violence.
No, so, of course it's violence. The government always has the threat of violence. That is its power, its force that it has over people, because it can't appeal to morality anymore.
And God calls this wickedness. God says this is evil. When you got government that uses power like that in a violent way to seize property, you've got coercion. You've got a violation of the right to property. You've ultimately got the government stealing. Now, you know, I think what's happened in America is we've got something like Animal Farm, where you've got the pig who comes out at night with his pail of white paint, and he clarifies the law. Thou shalt not steal unless you're from the government.
Well, and here's another Bible verse that will clarify God's view of what's happening here. This is from Hosea. The prophet Hosea is prophesying, and he's saying that God's pretty angry. He's a little peeved here. And the prophet says, the princes of Judah are like those who remove a landmark, which is what's happening here, right? They're removing a property boundary. And he goes on to say, I will pour out my wrath on them like water. This is not a happy God about removing landmarks.
Yeah, and of course the Bible talks about the very important aspect of landmarks. If you remove landmarks, you're in trouble. And, you know, you mentioned property taxation, and I want to refer back to the institution of property taxation, which was in the 1800s. Well, it's very interesting. In the 1876 edition of the Arkansas State Constitution, you have a very interesting inclusion there that exempted widows from property taxation. And why is that? Because there was still the remnant of a biblical worldview operating in Arkansas in 1876, because they knew that if you trespass onto the fields of the fatherless, God is not going to be happy with you. In fact, the most frightening words in the Bible, I think, show up in Exodus 22. I was just reading it this morning. You shall not afflict any widow. If you afflict them in any wise, they cry out unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot. I will come after you. I will kill you. I mean, this has got upset. Now, I know that not all the Supreme Court justices of the United States fear God. And I know that there are a lot of Christians out there who say, hey, that's all in the Old Testament. God's not going to really do that. And my question is this. You want to bet on that?
Even in the New Testament, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. That has not been expunged in the New Testament from the Old Testament. It still stands. And we have justices that we look for wisdom, and they don't fear the Lord. What are we going to get? Nothing but folly.
We're going to get tyranny. And tyranny is exactly what the Supreme Court Justice of the United States did. We don't use the word much anymore because, Dave, we don't have a sense of law. We don't have a sense of righteousness. We don't have a sense of defending the widow and the orphan against the violation of their freedoms and rights, as we're seeing in New London, Connecticut. You know, I think the reason that we have this problem is that Christian leaders across America are not bringing God's law to bear on the real issues of life.
As you're saying that, I'm thinking back to the story we had in the first segment. The number one Christian, the most known Christian in America, has been Billy Graham for the last 50 years.
Yeah.
But Billy Graham has not been one who has upheld the law of God. He has featured the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is a very important message. But the gospel separate from the law is not the whole counsel of God.
That's right. You basically suck the whole gospel of any real content if there's nothing like sin. If sin is not the violation of God's law, if there is no standard of righteousness. And, of course, Billy Graham just a few days ago, was asked again about abortion and refused to make an ethical statement on the issue of the killing of innocent children. And is there any more relevant issue that a man of God, a righteous man, ought to take a stand on in the day in which we live? Let me read some George Washington quote. I mean, I think this applies so perfectly to what has happened with our Supreme Court of the United States. George Washington, the founder of this nation, the time is now near at hand which must probably determine whether Americans are to be freemen or slaves, whether they are to have any property they can call their own, whether their houses and farms will be taxed, pillaged and destroyed, I threw in text, and themselves consigned to a state of wretchedness from which no human efforts will deliver them. The fate of unborn millions will now depend on God, on the courage and conduct of this army. Our cruel and unrelenting enemy leaves us only the choice of brave resistance or the most abject submission. We have therefore to resolve to conquer or die. I'm not saying go to war, but he is.
The time to come to war may be fast approaching. There's several biblical principles about war. We need to do a program on this someday, about the lesser magistrate and when it's right for a people to reinforce a different standard than the civil magistrate is reinforcing. But it is very interesting that George Washington thinks this idea of private property is so essential to America that it is one of its founding pillars, and we found the Supreme Court just knocked that pillar out.
And it's the only reason he's going to war. As far as the speech is concerned, I mean, obviously he's speaking here to the armies as they begin to approach this war for our independence. But his major issue is you need to have the right to own your property. If the government can take away the property, if the government can tax your property, then you have no right to own your property. And this is a big problem for George Washington. Here's a few other examples. Samuel Adams, the father of the American Revolution, one of my favorite founding fathers. Among the natural rights of the colonists are these. First, a right to life. Second, to liberty. Third, to property, together with the right to support and defend them in the best manner they can. Here's Thomas Jefferson. Nothing is ours which another may deprive us of. And I would guess that the Supreme Court of the United States and the Ahab Construction Corporation, they have taken away, they have deprived the right of these families in New London, Connecticut to own property.
Well, they've just done the last straw. I said earlier, you don't really own your property, you rent it. You know, your renter tells you what you can do with your property. I know this week on your property, you're erecting a structure, you had to pay money and get approval you could erect a structure for your family on your property.
Yes, I did. You drive into Elbert County, where I live, and you find Elbert County, zoned and regulated. That's the first thing you read. Well, America is no longer the land of the free and the home of the brave. It is the land of the regulated and the home of the slave. Obviously, we don't live in the land of the free anymore. And, Dave, I don't think most people care. I think most people like being slaves of the state. And let's get past the froth here. I think we're being a little frothy today on this program. We are slaves to the state. This is exactly what George Washington is speaking of. You want to be slaves? Then continue on with the tyranny that England is bringing upon you. You want to be slaves? Continue to elect the kind of people that appoint these Supreme Court justices. That's what's happening across America. We are slaves, we are serfs, and we enjoy it. We are just like those that rented their little lands from their lord of the manor. We are renting our lands from the lord of the manor in America as well, as long as our property is taxed.
Let's put it another way. We serve the idolatry of statehood, and the state is a cruel, cruel god.
Oh, and that's the real problem, isn't it? We are looking for security in the state, and that is why. That is why people basically elect these people to be tyrants over them. They want the security of the state. And the bottom line is God provides us so many more freedoms, so many more rights. If you get back to the law of God, you say, you know what? I prefer the law of God, and I'm going to restrict government to those laws. Then you're ultimately taking on a different God, a God that is much more merciful than the God of the tyrant state.
It is really ironic. The liberals will say that Christianity limits their freedoms, but nowhere in history has liberty been greater. In fact, you won't find liberty except in a Christian culture. You won't find it in a Muslim culture. You won't find it in a pagan culture. Liberty and personal freedoms only happen in a Christian worldview.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a program that reads from Micah and George Washington. This is Generations. We'll be back in a moment with more absolute truth on Generations. This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son, Daniel, because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God, from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com.
Fighting the good fight for freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, don't we want to leave our nation a better place for our children and grandchildren? Who wants to leave our nation a tyranny for our children? As we wrap up the program, I want to encourage you to get a hold of my book, The Second Mayflower. It gives you a vision for the future of this great nation, the most God-blessed nation on the face of the earth. And yet we're losing it. A severe tyranny has ruled our nation for just a couple of generations now, and it's getting worse. But I have a vision in my book for the second Mayflower. I believe God is doing something. There is a rising Mayflower of God-fearing, God-loving, family-loving families throughout America. And I speak of this in my book, The Second Mayflower. You can get it by calling 877-842-CHECK. That's 877-842-CHECK or checkbooks.com on the web. That's checkbooks.com. Check it out on the web. You can interact with this program by emailing me, Kevin at check.org. That's Kevin at check.org.
And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. Get your friends to listen to this program. They shouldn't be missing it. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down the vision for the next generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home. Call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.
Hey, Dad, how's your relationship with your son? Again and again on this program, we have lamented the war against boys and the extinction of fathers, but now we are fixing the problem. Christian Home Educators of Colorado is sponsoring our second father-son retreat in the Colorado Rockies. Join Vision Forum's Doug Phillips and Richard Little Bear Wheeler this August for a great time of fathers and sons renewing a vision and building relationships. Sign up now at 877-842-CHECK or on the web, check.org. That's CHEC.org.